this is Times of India Radio, and here are the top news. Jet Airways has started sending its pilots, most likely only the expats, on furloughs or leaves without pay. Expat pilots cost nearly twice as much as their Indian counterparts, as they have to be given accommodation and flight tickets to their home country every few weeks. Since Jet is now operating 35 of its once-upon-a-time fleet of 124 planes, the lender-led management has begun cutting this extra cost. The airline is trying to take this number to 75 by April 26, still leaving it pilot surplus. Sources say that only expat pilots are being sent on furlough. Despite repeated attempts, Jet did not comment on how many expats it has and if the offer is being made to them only. Due to the reduced network and fleet plan, the company's pilot requirements on your fleet have reduced and your services will not be required. As an interim arrangement, we are offering furlough to pilots. Accordingly, we hereby offer you furlough of your employment with effect from April 1, 2019 till further notice. A letter issued to an expat pilot of Boeing 737 on Thursday said, "Please consider this letter as notice to furlough your employment with us. We will periodically assess pilot requirements and advise you accordingly." It adds, "During the furlough, pilots will not receive salary, any other monetary benefit, accommodation and medical insurance. However, you will continue to be eligible for free passages as per the prevailing staff travel policy of the company. In case your employment contract ceases during the term of this furlough arrangement, the furlough arrangement contemplated herein shall automatically come to an end on the date of cessation of your employment contract," the letter says. The US and China seem headed for a showdown at the United Nations over Jaish Chief Masood Azhar, with Beijing accusing Washington of forcefully moving a resolution in the Security Council intended to compel China to make public its reasons for stalling efforts to tag him as a global terrorist. With Beijing persisting with a technical hole preventing the Sanctions Committee of the UNSC from designating the Jaish-e-Mohammed chief as a terrorist, Washington has sought to raise the heat by seeking a discussion in the Council, inviting a sharp Chinese retort that it should act with caution. Acting with the support of France and the UK, the US bumped up the issue of listing Azhar on Wednesday. The move came 2 weeks after China, for the fourth time, put a hold on a proposal to list him under the 1267 Al-Qaeda Sanctions Committee of the Council. Never before has a terrorist of interest to India been targeted at the Council in this manner. The other 14 members of the Council are said to be supporting the proposed ban. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Geng Shuang said in Beijing that the US was undermining the authority of the Sanctions Committee. "This is not in line with resolution of the issue through dialogue and negotiations. This has reduced the authority of the committee as a main anti-terrorism body of the UNSC, and this is not conducive to the solidarity and only complicates the issue," Geng said. Abdullah Khan, 21 years old, may have failed to crack the entrance for IITs, but he has bagged an offer that many IITians would envy. Early this week, Khan landed a job at Google's London office for a package of ₹1.2 crore. The average salary offered to a graduate from a non-IIT engineering college in the city is around ₹4 lakh per annum. Khan, a student of Sri L.R. Tiwari Engineering College, Mira Road, was called for an interview by Google on the basis of a profile on a site that hosts competitive programming challenges. After a few online interviews, Khan was asked to appear for the final screening at Google's office in London early this month. His six-figure package includes the base salary of ₹54.5 lakh per annum, 15% bonus and stock options worth ₹58.9 lakh over 4 years. Khan, who is doing his final year BE in Computer Science, will join Google's Site Reliability Engineering team in September. 7 months after the Supreme Court ordered a forensic audit of Amrapali Group to track misuse of home buyers' money, the final report said illegal diversion of over ₹3,000 crore led to the financial collapse of the group, leaving thousands of investors stranded. The auditors, Ravi Bhatia and Pavan Agrawal, filed a voluminous report running into more than 2,000 pages in the Supreme Court. They said the group set up more than 100 shell companies in the names of its officials, including one in which a peon was inducted in a senior position, to divert money which was used for personal gain of directors, officials and their relatives. The report made it evident that the collapse of the Amrapali Group was not due to a change in market conditions or investment decisions, but because of the willful criminal actions of the group's proprietors. The report made it evident that the collapse of the Amrapali Group was not due to a change in market conditions or investment decisions gone bad, but because of the willful criminal actions of the group's proprietors. The court had directed a forensic audit in September last year. Justice Arun Mishra, who along with Justice UU Lalit is hearing the plea of thousands of home buyers, informed their lawyer ML Lahoti on Thursday that the auditors had filed the report and the court would examine it on April 9. Around 46,000 people had invested in Amrapali's housing projects but were not given flats. The buyers sought the SE's protection after the lender bank initiated insolvency proceedings against the company. The court then decided to supervise construction and assured buyers that their interests will be protected and sought a forensic audit of 46 registered companies to track funds and beneficiaries.